Let's talk about old friends. Let's talk about anything but what's really going on. Let's talk about old friends. Let's talk about heroes. Let's talk about heroes. Strong men, wise men, some I've even known. Let's talk about heroes. Somebody hurt you. Somebody hurt you. Go on and search, but there's no reason to be found. Somebody hurt you. Let's talk about Sharon. Let's talk about Sharon. I bet I know some things she wishes I didn't know. Oh, let's talk about Sharon. Ooh, somebody told a lie. Tears fall down.
Go. He don't leave, can't live here no more. If we wanna save our home, we need to get him out. When I come home from work, there he is again. Talking loud, talking trash, and it's always something about him. Everything's out of place, where it just don't belong. Can't get no sleep, cause he's up on the phone. We wanna save our home, we need to get him out.
Mm-hmm. out.
Get him out, get him out, get him out.
You better get him out,
get him out.
What's up? This is Literally Anything For Now, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. It's snowing outside. I really hiked here to get here, but I'm happy to do the show because it's been 3 weeks since I've been able to do it. Max is not here today. She has escaped to Providence to hang out with some people at Brown. But yeah, we have some good stuff going on. What are we going to start with? It's going to be a weird mix of music today. Kind of nothing in the same genre, but maybe we'll start with, hold on. All right, you know what? I'm I'm very nostalgic and homesick for warmer weather. So I'm going to play a rap song, but no curse words, don't worry, that I just found that samples this song, the 60s song about San Francisco that I know. I'm not from San Francisco, but I wish I was there right now. So yeah, this is San Francisco Nights by The Next Step. No, sorry, Next Step is our album. People Under the Stairs is the name of the duo. It's from the 90s. Hope you enjoy.
Radio and held off on the Bay Bridge, faded, trying to find Smiley's house. Thank God we made it.
Yo, blunts, broads, and beats, keep it low through the streets. And niggas giving us pounds because of these dope ass sounds.
We run aground like ships over these beats. I flip the bass is hitting so hard that you'll see these skips.
Well, check it out, make sure it doesn't happen again. I got my grip on it, so turn it up to volume 10.
Volume 10?
What?
Like that brother from LA, Lord Radio and Hellbox. Beam streaking through the bay, we all city like the mayor. You see my name, I'm more fresh shit than Creed Taylor. The Jeep for international ladies. Like a sailor.
Like a sailor, I get drunk and bust flows to the beat. Like my man Jay, I feel the agony of defeat. Cause sucker chumps when the text step like we don't know.
We doing shows in San Francisco.
That's right, young rider, got it hit for all you riders. Time to bless another track, we getting rid of the whack.
Right, we put them in the back with the other tap and Z shit. Beats hit hard, make the trolleys do ollies. Old folks grab the collies and vacate the bay. See a name in Northern Lights.
That's Love and Double K. We getting wild for the night. We getting wild for the night. And it all went down on what? Yo, rocking shows for you and your crew.
We rolling blunts and doing the do.
Yeah. We doing shows with a mic check. A what?
One, two. On a bad foot, coming through.
We was drinking, smoking, more smoking, more drinking. Didn't think about the morning hangover, just didn't want to be sober. Yo, radio, tell me how did you feel?
Like I'll never catch a DUI. Hit gas, still make a left on market. Yo, Mr. Double K.
Hey, what's up?
Roll up the windows and spark.
Done deal. Yo, you didn't have to ask twice. Just park on the top of the hill so we can peep the city lights.
I'm on a war tour. Keeping our lock like Alcatraz. Doing a San Francisco show like Hubert Live. CTI 7071, go buy it. Bring the drums like Harvey Mae's son.
Don't try it. Better luck next time. Trying to step to the peak. You in the Bay, punk. I guess you ain't heard about L.A.
Yo, Double K, tell him that the piece unique with the beat.
Yeah.
The PUTS shows a San Francisco treat.
A San Francisco treat. Just like some rice Cerrone. Put it in your mouth. Let it run down the middle. Just like Moni.
Phony, homie. You never rock a party. Yo, whack ass crew gets called out. See, I play the Rod Roddy. Come on now.
I took the Southland punks from the concrete. Have you asking questions from your head to your feet. You don't want none of this shit that I'm offering. Saying that P can't rock your city. Ooh, measure for a car.
Very often we win, yo, very seldom we lose. Fights rocking the motherfucking whole city.
One. Yo, rolling blunts and doing the do. Chilling with your girl and her crew. Scaring old people, still doing the do.
We're doing the do, brother.
Yeah. Making collect calls into another area code. We mode, we be the B1T. We be the man that's next and not be the Double K. And we clowning, downing, 40 ounces, vodka, whatever, juice, loose, San Francisco. Here we come, we're coming back, we gon' have a gun. Much love to the Bay Area.
All right, that was Pelota by Krungabin, a band from Houston, where I'm from, so that's cool. And now we are going to switch it up. I'm going to play a Belle and Sebastian song that I just, well, it's not really a song, that I just discovered, even though it's on their old 2005 album. It's called A Century of Elvis. It's basically just an Irish guy, no, sorry, Scottish, I guess. Scottish guy, because they're Scottish. Scottish guy talking and with, like, music set to it. But it's, like, I think, you know, Max and I kind of like non-song tunes. So I'm going to play that. And, yeah, it's good. It's, like, a good, it's a perfect song to listen to while people watching, I think. I like to listen to this while I'm walking home and, like, seeing all these people walk around campus. So, yeah, so enjoy this.
Sitting in the living room on the sofa the wrong way round, looking out the window. It was quiet, and then in the car park across the road we saw Elvis. Look there beside the postman's van. He was walking round the postman's van, looking in the open door. He looked as if he was thinking about getting in, but then the postman came back and he swaggered off, walked past the window and down the stairs, and then the bottom of the stairs up to the caretaker's office. Started licking the pavement. Every night now since we moved into that new house, there's this noise outside the door just about 7:30 or 8 o'clock every night. Now if you go and look outside the door, Elvis will be standing there waiting to be let in. And then he wanders into the living room and maybe sits down in one of the chairs or even lies down on the floor. He doesn't say much, he just stays there for an hour or two watching TV. We talk to him a bit, and then around 10 o'clock, he'll go away again and I'll come back for the next night. There's a lot of lanes and stuff around here, around the house. Although it's right in the middle of the city, it seems a bit like the country. It's dead hidden, safe I suppose, good for hiding. There's a lot of squirrels and bugs, and Stuart says he's seen about 9 foxes there when he's jumping over the fence on his way by his road. Sometimes you can go out walking and when you've been out for a wee while, even you don't know where you are anymore, so it'd be pretty hard for anyone else to find you. I suppose that's why he spends so much time there, that's why he's came to live there. Or maybe it's just the squirrels. I read about somewhere that he likes squirrels quite a lot. There's these two videos that we got for wedding presents called the E-Files. E-Files 1 and E-Files 2. About how Elvis is supposed to be still alive. And one time when he came round, we were watching one of those. He didn't say anything, he just sat in the armchair. He was playing with his collar a bit, and he watched it all through, but then when it finished, he just got up and walked up into the mezzanine and didn't say anything. The first few times he came round and I didn't speak to him at all, or do anything. I wasn't really sure what to say. Pam spoke to him quite a lot, she seemed to know what to do more than I did. He had quite a strange manner, he would just go into your stuff and look through it, then he'd maybe pick something up and play with that for a wee while, but he'd never make any comment about any of it. It seemed pretty rude to me. But I just watched whatever Pam did with him, listened to how she talked to him, and then after a while I started to copy that, tell him a few things, not really bother about whether he responded or said anything back or not. I think the first time I spoke to him we were sitting up in the mezzanine, and I decided that I would tell him about me and Lee Camp and how it was we'd come to be living there. I thought he probably liked the fact that we were living there because he came round so much, so I thought he might want to know how it was that it came about. We did it all over backwards, I told him. First of all, we got to know each other, and then a while after that, we met. And when we'd known each other for about 7 years, we decided to have an anniversary. And that went quite well. So after the anniversary, we had a honeymoon. And that went well too. So after that, we decided we would get married. That's why we're living there now. I used to think my dad was Elvis, but I haven't told him that yet. I haven't told my dad either.
The day that I met you, I started dreaming. Now I write them down if I remember in the morning time. I don't know that much about Kingston, but I like the sound it makes when it starts pouring. miss you right about now.
All right, that was Kingston by Faye Webster. I played that because I am seeing her on Monday. I'm super excited in Boston with Max and my friend, our friend Audrey, who was a guest on our show 2 years ago, our one and only guest we've ever had before COVID. But yeah, and the song before that was Simulation Swarm by Big Thief, which is the new album, but that song's great. I just started listening to it. Great for the weather. Okay, so we're going to switch over. Our one and only listener probably is my dad at the moment, and he is sending me, he's adamantly sending me recs. So we're going to start with Winter Wooksie, which I completely agree is a perfect song to listen to right now. Also by Belle and Sebastian, same album as the other one. Snowing super hard here, so yeah, it's a perfect winter song. Let's play it. Thank you. there. What's up? Hold on. Give me 1 second. All right. I think you're on the air, but it's been so long since I've taken a call. What's up?
I totally don't want to be on the air.
Okay. 1 second then. Hello? Hold on. Yeah, that was I'd Love to Change the World by 10 Years After. My dad, this is just going to become a dad music show for the rest of the time we have. But that was that was an adequate and an appropriate anti-war song that was requested. Also, I got a caller, like, just, you know, 5 minutes ago. I'm so sorry. Fucked up. I messed that up. I never know how to answer the phones, but I think I figured it out now. So if you want to call back, I can probably answer you. Sorry about that. And I won't put you on the air. Okay, let's see. Next up, we have Sinatra.
I took a trip on a train and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream, moon shining down on some little town. With each beam, the same old dream. And every stop that we made, oh, I thought about you. And when I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you. There were two or three cars parked under the stars, winding stream, moon shining down on some little town, and with each beam, the same old dream. And then I peeked through the crack. And I looked at that track, one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you.
I can't believe the news today.
right. That was a Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight by R.E.M. I'm forgetting what we played before. We played a U2 song. Then before that, we played a Sinatra song, I Thought About You. U2 song was Sunday, Bloody Sunday. And now I'm going to close it out. This is Lily Siegel. Probably shouldn't say my whole name on air. And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah, that's it. We're going to play myself out with a classic Texas song because I am missing the South in this cold weather. This is Back Down South by Kings of Leon. Thanks for sticking with us, even though we had to play some, some dad-requested music, some 1980s-only music. But it's good stuff. All right. Oh, we also played Don't Change a Thing by DXNS, something like that. Okay. All right. Back Down South, Kings of Leon. Have a great weekend, guys.